Hello and welcome to North East Access Radio, coming to you on a frequency of 90.3, and also welcome to the Senior Citizens Programme. And in the Senior Citizens Programme today, we have Lania Lockman, Grania, and just made a slip there. Are you there, Grania?
I am indeed. Thanks so much for having us on.
Yeah, no problem at all. That's what we're here for. Now, we want to talk to you about the proposed residential scheme for homeowners in long-term residential care, etc. You're hoping now that you will get homeowners who have capacity to spare, who will take on some of your clients.
Yeah, so we're hoping that home sharing will, you know, be a big part of what we go forward with, I think. Our home share scheme, in partnership with the home share, we're hoping to kind of help solve the housing crisis, both for younger people who are finding it difficult to find appropriate rental accommodation at the minute, and also for older people who might be having trouble aging at home and feeling supported to age at home. You know, they mightn't feel that maybe they need a little bit of extra help around the house, or maybe they don't feel secure in their house. This is a solution that'll help both sides, really. It'll, you'll support the younger person to find safe and affordable accommodation, and you'll enable the older person to age at home for longer. So we're hoping that it hits all the nails on the head.
Yes, sir, and of course the housing crisis now at the moment has reached pitch capacity, and we see there's all sorts of demonstrations, etc. We will say it's I will say it's an emergency, and as such you're helping out in both directions. You are trying to provide shelter for your clients, and I think they're mostly elderly people as such, and at the same time you might be providing some benefits for the homeowners, and in particular they can get up to $14,000 a year extra without paying any tax on it. Of course, if you go a halfpenny over that, well, it should be say a cent over that, you have to pay tax on the lot. There could be benefit there for both parties as such.
Exactly, and I would totally agree with you that there's a housing crisis at the minute, and that's for older people as well as younger people. We're finding here in Alone now that we're finding more and more older people who are maybe struggling in the rental market, or, you know, are having troubles with their housing and being able to afford accommodation, are coming to us for a bit of extra support. So we're noticing it. I think the narrative is that a lot of families, a lot of younger people are affected by this housing crisis, and of course they are, but just not to forget the older people who are also affected by it.
Yeah, and of course, you know, we know that about 12%, a little more than the population, is over 65 years of age, and that's growing enormously month by month. And of course, people are renting, and now at the moment, with regard to renting property or flats, it could be in a house for maybe the last 20 years or 14, 15 years, and they're now surviving on the state pension. And I say surviving on the state pension, and the rents are going up and up and up and up, and it puts them in a situation where some of them will be homeless, and you're trying to alleviate that altogether. And what is the take up with regard to the homeowners and the long-term rental care, residential care?
So with long-term residential care, there's a fairly large population of older people who are in long-term residential care. We're hoping to support older people to stay at home for as long as possible. At the minute, there's, I think, 4,160 odd homes in Ireland that are vacant because the owner is in long-term residential care. So if you're looking at, for instance, recently there has been discussion about a rental scheme for, to incentivize homeowners who are in long-term residential care to rent out their homes while they are in care. But we would argue that this is actually just a very small percentage of homes out of the total vacant homes. So if there's 4,160 homes vacant because the owner is in residential care, there's 53,000 other vacant homes out there at the moment. So we think that the solution that that's being provided at the minute it's really avoiding the major problem, and we need long-term housing solutions which are focused on things like building and creating supply instead of just a small percentage. And you know, this could also negatively impact the older people who are in long-term residential care in terms of, you know, we want to safeguard their choice and protect against financial abuse and things like that. So I think that there's other options, and there's better options than the current discussions around incentivizing a rental scheme for homeowners who might be in nursing homes or similar.
Yeah, now 53,000 seems to be an enormous number, and I presume that's countrywide as such.
It is, yeah.
Yeah, 53,000. Well, of course, we know that the majority of them will be on the East Coast, and quite a lot of them will be in Greater Dublin. There seems to be an appalling situation with regard to all sorts of different things. And of course, we know politically at the moment it's going to be very, very hot potato, and which is getting tossed around from Billy to Jack, and there's all sorts of machinations going on at this moment in time. But to get back to resources, now the budget is in, 3 weeks' time, I think?
In and around that, yeah.
Yeah, and you've already made submissions. You put in submissions with regard to your budgetary needs as such, and have you got any feedback on what will be available to you?
So we've submitted our pre-budget submission, and we'll be releasing that now over the next couple of days. But we're looking at four key areas that we're hoping the government will address in this budget. So we're looking at housing, obviously, is one of them. We're hoping that the government will increase funding for home adaptation grants to $84.5 million a year over the next 10 years. That's one of our major asks. Another one of our asks is to do with home care and increasing the funding towards home care, so that people can have the adequate support to age at home once they're there. Another one of our asks is to do with loneliness. So I don't know if you're aware that we've been working with the Loneliness Task Force and Dr. and Senator Keith Swanick over the last number of months. And we released a report a couple of months ago which has put forward a number of recommendations for government and how we believe they should deal with the loneliness crisis that is currently ongoing. So one of those asks is to provide funding towards community organisations and towards research and other things that will help ease loneliness in Ireland. So that's a couple of our asks at the moment. So we're hoping that some of these at least are addressed now come October when the budget is released.
Yes, and of course, loneliness is one of the things that can affect people very badly. And when the people are lonely, and of course, in the summer now it's not too bad, and they can have, but we find that that during the winter, when the weather's not good, I won't say bad, I'd say not good. People are inclined to stay in, and they get around to doing nothing, and they're lonely before their partners or whatever, and you know, that's that can have a very, very detrimental effect on their health.
Hello, Grania. Yeah. This is Paul Murray, the sidekick here of Austin. And I,
hi, Paul.
Hello. Yeah, well, I'm in the situation now at the moment that I live on my own. And so therefore, I am lonely. Well, the word lonely sounds not so good. But anyway, that's my situation. I'm just wondering, is there anywhere in those schemes that you mentioned that people could be, what would you say, helped in adjusting their premises of whatever bedrooms they have available into sort of rented, not for families, because I don't think a person on their own is interested or unfortunately in having families in, but they could they could be part of a scheme that they would take in, say, one or two students or someone, you know, in the situation that's looking. I mean, everybody's looking for homes or houses or renting places. Yeah. Is there any part in that scheme that would apply to me as a single man living on his own?
Well, at the minute, the home sharing project, it's aimed at older people, but it is also for kind of outside of a loan. But the home share themselves are kind of aimed at all age groups and anybody who might want to share their home. I know, for example, the home share working with a couple of adults maybe who are in their 20s and may have disabilities, for instance, and may want to an extra bit of support around the house, or might want a companion for, or similar things to that. So when it's really aimed at all types of people, but in terms of renting accommodation, I mean, there's nothing to stop a lot of people from renting out a room in their home. I know a lot of the universities are over the last few weeks, maybe it was probably before everybody went back to college, but even still, a lot of universities and third level institutions have been encouraging people to rent out if they do have a spare room, so that they can both, you know, alleviate that housing crisis among students, and also they, you know, they'll have a little bit of extra cash. And for people who might be lonely, such as yourself, and you say the word lonely and it doesn't sound great, but actually that's something we're hoping to do as well, is to kind of reduce that stigma around loneliness, because so many of us are lonely. But it is an option for both resolving the housing crisis and solving loneliness. So that's why we're delighted to be piloting the home share over the next little while, to kind of kill two birds with one stone, as it were, and try to address both issues.
Well, would you have, say, advice people there, you know, that people you could go to? Because people like myself, who was originally just a family person, like, you know, used to family in the house, you know, the way you worry about situations like that because you haven't got a clue how insurance fits into this, or maybe all these kind of different things in the house, like you have like heatings and stuff, you don't know anything about that, you know. I haven't got a clue because I've never done it, but I think some of people I do know are in the same position, and they have said to me, I'm very lonely. But I think they're afraid to open their home to someone who is not supervised in some way by some local organisation like yourself, who would be able to to run the situation for them. Even how about renting? You know, how I mean, do you know, we don't know. Do you get deposits? Do you pay in advance? Where do you pay? Who do you pay? You know, it's kind of like a very maze of problems out there that scares me off, and I'm sure it scares a lot of people. I am reasonably articulate, but it can, older people who are slightly maybe a little bit absent-minded, I don't think they could handle the situation on their own.
Yeah, exactly. And the way home sharing works is that the relationship, I don't know if that's the right word, between the homeowner and the home share is kind of managed by the home share and by ourselves here. So what we will do is we'll make a match between a homeowner and a home share, and we'll arrange to have them meet a couple of times before the home share moves in. So after that, they'll live together on a trial basis for a short time, and then if everything is still okay after that, they'll be, I think it's for a year or maybe it's 6 months, the initial kind of the initial agreement. So we'll manage in that case, they're sort of we'll provide kind of the peace of mind to do with managing things like so for instance, no money, no cash will pass between the homeowner and the home share. That'll all be managed by ourselves, so that any fees, any rent costs, etc., it'll all be managed by us, so that an older person who might be vulnerable won't have to worry that, you know, they have to go chasing down.
Yes, exactly. Yes, that's
the
what
next
you're
room yeah. for their rent or anything.
So
like
so
that.
can I or my friends that I spoke of there, can they ring alone and get a kind do a kind of an interview or some way like get to know who's going to come or who, you know. Can they do that?
So through the home share, now it'll be probably the best way to get in touch is through the home share contact details, because a loaner managing, say if an older person wants to share with a younger person, so it depends which way I suppose you want to do it. If a younger person wants to do it as a homeowner, probably the best way to do it is to get in touch with the home share. So they have their website at thehomeshare.ie. So all the contact details are there. So what will happen is they'll ring up, there'll be a meeting, there might be a short interview just to make sure that everything's in order and everybody knows what they're getting in for exactly. And after that, then the process will begin of trying to find a match. And at the minute, there's plenty of bodies around the country who are hoping to be matched soon, because the demand is quite high, and we expect it to be even higher over the coming years. So after that, then hopefully there'll be a match put in place that suits everybody, and then you know you have a new home. And if you're an older person or someone who needs support, you aren't able to stay in your own home for longer.
Okay. Yeah, well, thanks very much. Yeah, that's interesting. I will spread the word.
No worries. Thank you.
Well, with regard to, the legal aspects of renting out or sharing a home, normally you would have to have some sort of a written agreement as such. And there will be all sorts of stipulations in it. Now, I've no doubt you have forms with regard to that you, that both people would sign. Now, you know, there's a question here with regard to mixed gender. Normally, a male senior citizen has no problem dealing with a male of the approximately the same age, and they have the same outlooks, and they have probably have had the same educational background and the same environment for most of their lives, and may have lived in the same area for all of their lives, and they could be a match there with no problem. But then if it's mixed gender, is there any stipulation with regard to mixing the gender?
No, there's not at all. In fact, I know of a match that was made a couple of months ago between an older man and a young woman in her 20s who's a student. And they've been living together for the last number of months and get on very well. In the same way as this, a couple of younger men and women can live together without any issues in that regard, the same way as older and younger people can. So they're firm friends now. I think they have a great friendship between them, and if somebody somebody might have a preference to have a man living with them or a woman living with them, and we do our best to accommodate that. But you know, we'll all, it's also it's open to everyone.
Yes, and there's no stipulations with regard to that. And you know, the you would say there's 53,000 vacant properties in Ireland. Now, mostly you would deal with the Greater Dublin region. And I know that you have houses at the moment. I can't remember what number it was. Not the number of the houses, the number of houses you have. And these have to be maintained, etc. And you know, quite apart from that, you have a scheme where people look after people. Just ring them on maybe a daily basis and make sure you take your medicine. Or if we remember, you have a hospital appointment or a doctor's appointment at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning, or whatever it is. Or maybe just a general chat about the weather or anything, or about what was on the TV last night, or about that football match that the ref made at Terrible Hames of an, whatever, and of course, it could come to an argument with regard to that. But these schemes in themselves are very good for the well-being of people. You know.
Yeah, exactly.
And we're back to loneliness again. You know, and we know in certain parts of the country in the winter, and people. Get very, very lonely, and particularly if they're on their own, and maybe their son or daughter's in Australia or Canada or maybe Scotland, it doesn't matter where. And of course, Skype is a great man for getting in contact with, but not everybody's able to use it as such. IT. And now, down the road, have you any plans to diversify the situation?
As in to, offer our services to more people.
Yes. And
so
our networking is such.
So recently we've opened offices in Donegal and also in Carlow and in Kilkenny. We also have offices in Louth for over a year now. Mm-hmm. But we're hoping now to expand that further over the next couple of years. So that we can, we can have a base across the country. At the minute, we support Befriending Network Ireland, which is kind of an umbrella group for all of the befriending organisations. There's more than 50 organisations which are a part of that. They're all over the country. So in that sense. We support befriending organisations all over the country where we can't be right now, but where we're hoping to kind of move into in the coming years. So we're hoping to expand further and so that we can reach every older person across the country. At the minute, I know even in Dublin, and we have hundreds of volunteers in Dublin, we're still not reaching everybody that we might want to, so we're hoping to build on that. So just having the walls in a place doesn't mean that we've reached everybody in that area. So we're hoping that we can expand further, and so that every older person knows that Alone is here and that they can reach out to us if they need support, whether that's to do with housing or to do with loneliness or to do with health or anything they might need, Alone is there. So I suppose it is an awareness building kind of exercise, as well as a physical growing kind of goal for the next little while.
Now, Grania, have you any events coming up, such as fundraising or any events of that type of nature, or maybe just a get-together or whatever, in the near future?
Yeah, we have a couple of bits and pieces. So on the 18th of October, We're hosting a comedy night out in the Laughter Lounge in Dublin in the city. So there'll be some comedians and DJ and bits and pieces. So people can book their seats now. That's €25 per ticket. And if they call us here at the office on that's 01679 1032, we can get you a few tickets for that. We always have bag packing, and we always have other bits of fundraising. At the minute, we're also looking for sponsors for. We recently held a tattoo fundraiser, so some of the older people involved with the loan got tattoos in aid of a loan. So we're still looking for sponsorship for them. They got their tattoos Sunday before that. So they've been fully inked now, and we're still hoping that people will sponsor their tattoos and, you know, the amazing contribution they made. And also, we're coming up to Christmas now, so we'll be doing plenty of fundraising and events around then. So if anybody wants to get involved, they can keep an eye on our website and on our Facebook and Twitter and all of our social media for more details on what we're up to.
Yes, and Grania, if you email all that information to us, we'll make sure that it's put out on several programmes.
And I'd like to. Oh, you're very kind. That'll be brilliant. Thank you.
And I'd like to thank you for coming on and giving us an insight into your activities. And, you know, we know that the people are getting older by the minute and getting more numerous by the minute. And we know that you will always put your pin in your car and say, just keep catch up all the time. Yeah. And Grania, I'd like to thank you very much indeed.
Thank you indeed, Grania.
Well, thanks so much for having me. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Okie doke.